And a good afternoon to you. Thank you so much for being on board. Glad to have you with us here on a, what is it, Tuesday? I guess it's a Tuesday afternoon. We do appreciate the goodness of the Lord. And again, appreciate you being on board. 577-1296, 577-1296, or 884-9427. This afternoon, our producer is Miss Bethany. And our receptionist is Miss Brianna. And so if you'd like to call us, we'd certainly love to hear from you and look forward to doing that. Again, thank the Lord for all of his goodness and for all of his blessing this afternoon. Well, we will begin with traffic. Let's start there. And I'll tell you about some blessings coming up here in just a minute. But let's start with traffic. I-26, oh, what a mess. Well, to start with, we have got the westbound lane looks like it's completely shut down. And I can't tell you exactly what it is, but it does look like it's completely shut down. It starts, let me see if I can tell you where it starts at. It is shut down, or at least looks like it's shut down, between Highway 146 and the Blue Ridge Parkway, right in that curve. As you start up the hill, it is showing stopped all the way now, all the way back to Meritor. You know where that's at? Yeah. And so, yeah, we're back to Meritor now. So, and it looks like it's getting longer. Okay. So the longer we go, it looks like it is. The reason I say I think it's backed, it's stopped, is because it shows that what I can see here. That again, it continues to get longer. So westbound, let me give you some detours. If you're going westbound I-26, if you get off Highway 25, that would be an option. Take Highway 25 and go out that way. Go north on 25. That would be a good way. You could also get off there and get off on 25 and go up to just before Smiley's, turn left on Butler Bridge, and that's back open, isn't it? Yeah, it is. And take that road out to 280, and then you'd go up to, and you'd follow 280. Well, yeah, that was going to bring you out. You'd have to then go west on 280 and then ride on 191. So that would be another way of doing it, okay? But anyway, it's not good. It's just basically stopped. I-26 basically shut down. Now, I can tell you that in front of it, there's nothing, obviously, because there's no traffic. So there's no issues beyond that. Coming the other way, there is another wreck. Now, this one doesn't have it stopped, but it does have it slowed. This wreck is got it backed up into the junction, and it comes past 191 all the way down just past the river, and it's in the straight past the river before the parkway. That's where the eastbound wreck is at. But again, it's not blocking traffic. It's just slowing traffic. Now, what's it done to the secondaries? 191 is as bad as I've seen it in a long time. You're probably looking at four light changes to get through the light at Avers Creek if you're going towards Asheville or if you're coming from Skyland. Either one of those. Bad, long waits. It gets slow. It starts backing up just before you get to Clayton Road, and it is backed up from Clayton Road all the way through to the Arboretum. Coming the other way, coming out of town, it's the same way, and it is even slower coming back toward Mills River. And again, it all's around Clayton Road. Clayton Road and 191 is one of the worst intersections in Western North Carolina right now. And I don't know if DOT's even looked at it. I don't know what the plans are. I don't know what you can do right there, just to be fair with you. It's not good. Talking about secondaries, also Sardis Road is busy. It's moving, but it's busy. 25 is busier than usual, and it's coming south, and so it's just before, well, it's just almost, let me, all right, let me start over. Coming down toward Mills Gap and Overlook Drive, it's backed up through Biltmore Forest. The Buena Vista Shiloh community is where the backup's at this afternoon. And it's about the same on 25A. It's backed up from Mills Gap about the same distance. Okay, you've also got a pretty good wait on 25 coming up to Mills Gap. So then that's people trying to go north or west, as the case may be. 25 is not showing. 25 doesn't show to be any worse for the wear, because a lot of people are going to be routing around 25 trying to get around this interstate mess. So, and that would be my number one suggestion, would be Highway 25. I would take 25 today over 25A, just because. Well, I keep refreshing my map, and my traffic continues to grow. So we are almost back now to the Fletcher exit as far as the backup is concerned. And it probably will continue. And if it's, I don't know what it is. If it's a wreck, they have not given me an icon for that. Okay? So I don't know what it is, but it apparently is. And then let me mention I-26. I didn't mention this. It's busy around 146. And then if you're going eastbound, and then it will clear up before you get to the airport. All right, so if you're in a hurry westbound this afternoon, boy, I tell you, you've got a lot of weight ahead of you, looks like. When it gets stopped like that, sometimes it'll take it hours to get back to speed. It just does. So I'm sorry. In the city, you're about normal. The bridge heading west on Patton, little backed up. Going in, not too bad, but coming out, a little backed up. You've got a little slowdown right around the French Broad River. And I was trying to think, the French Broad River in North Carolina, now 40 crosses the French Broad River twice, but it only does it once in North Carolina that I can think of. And it's right before the farmer's market, and it's right through there is off the pace. Don't know why, but it is. That's westbound. And then also you got a slow patch over near the big mall on the east side on 240 outbound, heading out toward 74. Yeah, toward 40, heading that direction. And again, that's just heavy traffic this afternoon. And oftentimes it gets slow right through there, and I'm not sure exactly what's going on with that. I'm going to try to remember to keep coming back to this traffic jam and just see what it does. But every time I refresh it, it gets bigger. So I can tell you that. Also, this afternoon, wow, about forgot that one. We have got slow going, and it begins at the Saluda exit, and it will continue all the way through and beyond the Green River Bridge. And that is going to be a part of your world for the next 3 years. Yep, they're going to have traffic down to one lane and be working on the bridge. So and when they get one side done, they're going to do the other side. And so it's a three-year project. And it begins at Saluda exit, and it'll be slow going till you get past the bridge, start up the incline. Okay? That's what I know, and I'm checking right quick to see if there's anything else in the western end. Everybody else looks pretty good. A little early for leaves. Yeah, somebody said leaf lookers. No, it's not a little early for leaves. We're not seeing a great deal of color yet. Some of the maples, poplar, but not been real vibrant. Greenville's about like normal, which would maybe just a little slower than normal. It's not any bigger, not any longer than normal, just maybe just a little slower than normal. And then you got a little carryover once you get out of the main issues there around Pelham Road. If you get further south, when you come up on the intersections of 276 and 291, you're going to see some issues there. Okay? All right. 191 moving but slow. Moving but slow. And they are saying that it is that I-26 does have some movement, but it is It's a slow roll, basically, near Airport Road. And so that's a good thing. So maybe they can get it through without it growing a whole lot longer than it is right now. So appreciate folks sharing that. Can I tell you, you can only see so much from technology. There is no substitute for people and eyes on what's going on. No substitute whatsoever. Okay? Thank you so much. Let's see what we're doing temperature-wise. We're 74 here at the studio. At 4:54, they had 78 at Asheville. And this afternoon at, where's it at? Here we go. There we are. At GSP this afternoon, you don't see that much. At 4:53, Greenville-Spartanburg was at 77. At 4:54, Asheville was at 78. So what's the difference? Clouds. Asheville's reporting sunshine and 78. Greenville reporting cloudy, mostly cloudy, and 77. So that's what did it. You rarely see Asheville Airport warmer than Greenville Airport. It's possible, and the day's one of those days, but you don't see it very often. All right, let's see here. And the humidity 54%, everything's visibility is good, just real nice. Good days to work outside for sure. Here's the thing that I'm most interested in. When I'm looking at the forecast, and I'm looking at it in a 7-day block right here, and the only word of rain, the only rain that we see is a possibility of a shower Saturday evening before 5. And that's it. That's it. It clears back up. But get this, there's a little front coming through. So this week's going to be pretty warm. We're going to be warmer than we have been. You'll see some of maybe the last 80-degree mark of the season. Maybe. We'll see. But a good shot at it. Tomorrow, 78, but by Thursday, 81. Friday, 80. We got this front coming through. And with it, you're going to see a possibility of some showers. And you'll see us way off the pace. Sunshine in 71 for Saturday. But watch this. Saturday night, 42. Sunday, 64 for the high with sunshine. Sunday night, 40. Monday, 65 is the high, sunshine, 42 for Monday night, and 66 for Tuesday. So, yeah, late October. You're gonna feel it next week. It's going to be much more like October than it has been. So, yeah, for sure. Let me tell you that on the 12th day of October, the listener's portion of the operating budget today is being sponsored by the Midway Bible Baptist Church in honor of the youth at their church. And we appreciate so very much Midway, and appreciate very much Dr. Lee and all the folks there, our friends, for a very long time. We love and appreciate them. And they're sponsoring the general budget. The network budget today is being sponsored by Randy and Margaret Camp, and it's in honor of Miss Doris Barton. And I don't normally mention my name when they mention it, but I'll be glad to mention my wife's name. She's quite the lady. And we appreciate Margaret and Brother Randy. Thank them for standing with us today and making the FM and all of the networks possible today. God bless you. Thank you for that. All right. Let's move over to our roll call today and see who's on the app. And somebody said, why do you do that? Well, partly because I like to. That's just the truth of it. I like to do it. And I like to see where everybody's at. I think it's fun. And I look forward every afternoon. And I especially love it when the countries get on with us. You know, I like that. And but let's do them in alphabetical today, maybe save a little time, because keep me from repeating myself. Now, when I say these towns, sometimes a huge amount of multiples, Okay, so that's what makes me. That's why sometimes I mix them up, because, you know, like yesterday, there was a page full of just Brevard. So I have to scroll through. And then the other thing is, the reason I stutter is as people come on or go off, usually when they come on, it makes me lose my place, because it'll file in, it'll come in and it'll file in place and move everything down. So, yeah. So let's do them in alphabetical order. Arden, Augusta, Avon, Blackburn. And that's in, by the way, I think that's worth mentioning. That's Blackburn, Lancashire, United Kingdom. And we welcome England with us this afternoon. Blue Ridge, Brevard, Cambridge. Central is on with us today. Champaign is with us. Fort Mill, Grassy Creek, Greenville, Greer, Hendersonville, Houston, Joplin, Lexington, Marion, Miami, Morrisville, Nassau, Raleigh, Roanoke Rapids, San Diego, Silva with us this afternoon. Here's another United Kingdom. I can't place where in the United Kingdom. Here's another Europe, unknown Europe. Glad to have Europe with us this afternoon. There's another United Kingdom. That's interesting. Yeah, we've had more UK lately than in a long time. Weaverville and West Berlin. And no, that's not Germany. That's New Jersey. West Berlin, New Jersey. So glad to have all of you with us. Thank you for being on board. And, yeah, so Doug's wanting to know if we need any snow. You got snow already, Doug? Really? Gillette, Wyoming, it didn't show up out on there. But he's with us, but he didn't show up. I wonder why. He rarely does. Let's see. Wyoming's not even in the list, are they? And so, no, not today. Well, I don't know. I don't know why it hits and misses. And, you know, see, if I don't call your name, it doesn't mean that we don't see you. It just means that you're listed as an unknown. And who knows why it does that? I don't know. Someone said, well, how do you know that? How do you know where you are? Because if you're in your hometown, the URLs that register with our servers to get the broadcast, they shake hands, it lists something similar to an area code. Does that make sense? Well, okay. Let me give you an idea. It's not like this anymore, but let me tell you how it used to be. Years ago, if you dialed 704, you were dialing Western North Carolina. And if you dialed an 88 number, so 883, 884, 885, could guarantee you that's Transylvania County. The original numbers were 883, so that's an old number. That's an old family. 884 were later added. 885 was always Cedar Mountain. Always Cedar Mountain. Always Cedar Mountain. 877 was Pisgah Forest. 862 was, what was 862? 862, 862, 862. Where was 862? I've lost it. Was it Roswell? 862. I can't think. But 966 was Toxaway. Remember that? 862. I can't bring that one up from memory. But anyway, that's not true anymore. Errors don't mean anything. Prefixes don't mean anything. You know, none of that stuff means anything anymore. But it used to. And so it used to be your account number on your power bill meant something. You could tell me your power bill, and I could tell you where you lived or close to it. And I'm serious. Just by your account number. Because it was all mapped and it was folioed, and I could tell you what each one of those sets of numbers meant. Nowadays, it's just a computer-generated number. It's just a number. It means nothing. Really. Only thing it means it to is to the computer. 862 was Balsam Grove. Let's not forget Balsam Grove. That's right. 862 was Balsam Grove. What about that? So anyway, that's kind of the way it is with computers. And again, and it's not foolproof, but that's just kind of the way it is. Let's talk about traffic here. Christy just crossed 26 at the airport and said all she could see was brake lights. All she could see was brake lights, yeah. 4412 says, God bless Israel, Pastor Barton and Anchor Broadcasting. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me see here just quickly. I'm gonna come back to that because I'm not sure. Okay, so I'm not sure how much of that can be read. So let me just back up here, and let's start right here. Hello, Dave, from Legal. Don't you open that test, boy? No, he's got a midterm tonight, and he's up already. And I've already emailed him his test, and so I sent him in. And of course, Dave speaks three languages, and English is his third one, and we have students that are zooming in to our Bible college. We have two of them. And so I sent them their test ahead of time, but I told them, don't open your Bible or open their notes after you receive this email. Don't, because that's your test, and it saves me having to send it during the class. So anyway, all right, Dave, you're good. No problems. Miss Judy from Fairview, Gary from Valley Hill, Miss Crickets listening today, and Daryl, Miss Martha. Miss Hensley, please pray for a friend and her husband. They're in ICU with COVID. They are bad. I'm so sorry to hear that. So sorry. Frank is watching in Alabama. Kathy is watching in Mills River. Akbar is watching in Pakistan today. Glad to have Pastor Akbar on board. Joseph's with us, Miss Ann. Lynn is watching from Tennessee. All right, Pigeon Forge. Good. All right. Check your dial there at Lynn and see if you can hear the AM. Sometimes you can in Pigeon Forge. It just depends. Yeah. And so, so do you want me to send you some snow? Okay. All right. All right. Thank you very much. I got several things I want to mention to you. Let's do the sick, the kind of our hospital registry here first, okay? Brother Reggie is going to be transferred and was scheduled. I have not heard if they did it, but was scheduled to be transferred from the hospital back to the nursing facility today. He is improving, and so he has taken a turn. He's turned a corner. He got so low, and his oxygen was down in the 60s, and they could not sustain him in the nursing center, so they had to take him to the hospital. And so we're glad to hear that he is improving. And he also is getting a little bit of an appetite back, but he has been extremely sick with COVID and COVID pneumonia, and so we're very grateful and very thankful for some better news today anyway, okay? So thank you for letting us know thank you for calling about it. And then I appreciate his wife, Miss Bridget. Thank you for letting us know. I do appreciate that. And I know she gets 10,000 requests, won't know how he is. He's quite the celebrity. Well, literally a celebrity. You don't know Reggie's background? Reggie was okay. Let me see if I can remember. Make you remember. Do you know? Do you ever remember the Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial? And it had a black quartet, and they all dressed alike, blue and blue suits with yellow ties, and they would sing. You remember that? Well, anyway, Brother Reggie used to play and sing and have a group at Disneyland in Los Angeles. Yeah, he was a performer at Disneyland. And he went on, and I don't know which came first, but did you know that Reggie was the guitarist and one of the lead musicians for Red Fox? And if you don't know the name Red Fox, you might remember Sanford and Son. Yeah. Red Fox was a comedian, played Las Vegas. And he had, of course, a band and everything. And Reggie was Red Fox's musician. And so Reggie is very familiar with Hollywood. I don't know all the things he's done. He's played on a bunch of stuff. He's done a bunch of stuff in Hollywood and around that group and all the things. Brother Reg got saved. But his producer took him to church. And he took him to hear the famous E.V. Hill. And Brother Reggie gave his heart to Christ under the ministry of E.V. Hill. And E.V. Hill was a powerful, powerful black preacher on the West Coast. He's a powerful preacher, black, white, or yellow. He was powerful, man. And I heard him, I believe I'm right, his wife's funeral message was unbelievable. Yeah, he preached his own wife's funeral, and the power of God's surreal. You couldn't stand it. When Evie died, Reggie was here. Reggie was with us. And I asked him, I said, "Are you flying out?" And he said, "No, brother." He said, I have no part in the funeral. He said, and Brother Hill would not want me to leave an engagement. He said he wouldn't want that. He told us to go preach and to go up to go sing, go minister, you know. And so that's what he would want. So said, "No, I won't be going out." And so, yeah, but Reggie, he's and I don't know what and all he's wrote. You know, of course, and you know, his daughter had a, you know, she had a hit song too. She, you know, so anyway, I'll move on. Robert's reporting, there is no accident on I-26, and it starts rolling after 146. That's what we're showing. Well, what in the world's got it stopped? I'm not talking about slow. Well, okay, it's picking up now. Okay. It was as dark as it gets. It wasn't. We get like a dark burgundy, and that's 5 miles an hour or less. Well, if you're at the back of the pack, you're all the way out past Fletcher exit, and back there, you're still in the 5 mile an hour or less. But I can tell you the good news is on the front of the pack, they're starting to speed up when you get past 146. But as I told you, it's still going to be a while because, like sheep, people wait till they get to that place, then they speed up. And everything's slow to there, then they speed up. Just the way it works. So, just the way it works. All right. And anyway, that's glad to know that it is moving anyway. Glad to know that it is moving. Yeah, Brother Reggie, he's my friend. I tell you that. He's my friend. Somebody's asking me about the lieutenant governor. I have not heard a thing. I've had to be in Sapphire this morning, and so I've not heard a thing. The lieutenant governor's office, they were in Crusoe. I talked to Mark Tice this about noon today, and he was standing there with a member of the lieutenant governor's staff when I talked to him. So no, I don't. Maybe you can tell me what's going on. I don't know. And maybe I don't want to know. I don't know. Good to see Dolores and Dawn. And tractor trailer was disabled. They were trying to get the wrecker to him at 5:10. He was going to the east side. I thought that would have stopped it like that. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. It don't take much. That's the truth. It don't take much to get that thing plugged up, especially with no. Emergency lane. Now that's what really causes it a problem. Yeah, that really, really backs it up. Okay, what's happening? The Democrats are asking for his resignation. Fat chance. They don't know who they're dealing with. Listen, he does not try to be politically correct, and no, I don't think they're going to get his resignation. Let me tell you what makes me mad. You know, while we're there, let me tell you what makes me mad, okay? You want to hear what makes me mad? Somebody said, "Preacher, everything makes you mad." I tell you what makes me mad. When the highest elected office ever in the state of North Carolina by a black man, as far as I know. Mark Robinson holds the highest elected position ever held by a black man, as far as I know, in the history of this state. We had him here on our grounds back during COVID, outside in the field. And because of his conservative position, we had four African Americans come to the event. Four. And of all those in the field, the rest were white or brown or something. There were four that identified themselves as African American. So are we really concerned about the advancement of African Americans? Or are we just concerned about the advancement of socialism? Because you know what? Mark Robinson hates socialism. He hates socialism. And to find out that the socialist in Raleigh don't like him? I bet you it's tense when the governor and the lieutenant governor got to be on the same stage together. I bet that's something. Yeah. Yeah. He preached that homosexuality is filthy. Well, I know a whole lot of people that would agree with that statement. And so he's probably, if it would take a vote on it, he probably would win the vote. Okay. And all right, good to see Brother Wallace this afternoon. And Carolyn, yeah, they are rerouting tonight. Now, this is not right now, but they're going to reroute tonight, and they're going to go from 37, which is Arden, and they are going to take the traffic off at 146 and take it out to 25 and run it down and pick it back up down below Fletcher and get back on there. They're going to do that tonight and again tomorrow night. Okay. Somebody's telling me, Mr. Dolores says, they want Mark Robinson's resignation because of his stand against CRT and vulgar children's teaching in North Carolina schools. He has called them out, and he said he will not back down or resign. Oh, listen, did you think that he was going to go on there to squirt rose water on everybody? No. Man's never held elected office before in his life. He was a factory worker. But he got tired of some junk he was seeing, and he threw down the gauntlet. And he got elected lieutenant governor. I'm serious. A lot of people don't even know that we have a black lieutenant governor in this state. But let me tell you what the real issue is. Okay, let me tell you what the real issue is. In 4 years, he is poised to be the governor of the state of North Carolina. It's not automatic, obviously. It is, you know, but he is the likely candidate of the Republican Party. Oh, yeah. They're concerned about their agenda right now. But let me tell you something. They're going to do anything and everything they can to ruin that man. Yep. And the sad part of it is, all the elected blacks, because almost all of them are liberal, will join the party because he stands for conservative values, not white values, not black values, but he stands for conservative values. And for that reason, they despise him. You understand what I'm talking about? It's the truth, guys. It's the truth. They despise him. But I like him. I do. And son, if a fight breaks out, I'm going to get right behind him. He's as big as a mountain. Son, he's a big man. Oh, yeah. He's a great big old guy. Let me tell you what he did. Let me tell you what Mark Robinson did. The day after Crusoe, he sent his staff to Crusoe with a grill and a cooler full of meat, and they began to cook and feed utility workers, rescue workers, DOT. I mean, there are no restaurants up in there. And Mark Robinson's office, as far as I know, out of his own pocket, fed for weeks out of the front parking lot of the East Fork Baptist Church. And they never asked for any notoriety of any kind that I'm aware of. So it was a publicity stunt. How come they didn't publicize it? They ain't much at publicity stunts if they didn't publicize it, are they? Yeah, it was mostly ignored. Now, what causes that? I mean, Raleigh don't even know that this end of the state exists, much less get personal attention. I mean, hours, not days and weeks, but hours after a calamity. Yeah, I ain't buying it. I ain't buying it. Sorry. Yeah, they can howl all they want to. I ain't buying it. Well, let me share this with you. Boy, we appreciate this. The Balsam Grove Community Club. We appreciate their today. They have a talking about disaster. There is a contribution today. And they had money come into the community club, and they helped and met a lot of needs. They fed our crews. Oh, yeah, Balsam Grove Community Center fed our crews, our work crews up there. And so they did a great job. And they had some money left over, and they said they wanted to entrust that here. And so let me say to God be the glory for $2,435. Thank you again to God be the glory. It's been a good day. That's a blessing right there. That's a good thing. Let me tell you another good thing. Through a process, there was a bridge that was being torn out. It was scheduled replacement, and a bridge was being torn out. I had found out about an 80-year-old man in Balsam Grove whose bridge got washed away. But through a series of circumstances, FEMA was not going to fix it. So really, there was really no help. Well, you had to be very environmentally conscious about this particular bridge, because just below it was the intake to one of the fish hatcheries. So putting, you know, just anything wouldn't work. Creosote, not allowed. Some of the treated woods, not allowed, because it could leach into the trout and could kill all the neighbor's fish. So what are you going to do? How are you going to fix this? Well, how are we going to do? Well, I got a phone call. I made a phone call. And subsequently, we took our trucks today. And we hauled used steel I-beams, 25 feet long. We hauled a whole gooseneck trailer full of I-beams to Balsam Grove, and we're going to be able to use those. They're going to be able to use those to rebuild this dear man's bridge. Oh yeah, and I'm talking about we're going to build it. And I say we're just furnishing the trucks and the materials, things like that. But I mean, and by the way, the new standard for bridges is a fire truck, a loaded tanker's got to be able to cross your bridge. And so they wanted 80,000 pounds. That's what they wanted to hold up. Now, fire truck doesn't weigh that, but when you hit it hard, you can have forces that will 50% of what your load is. Depends on how you hit the bridge. So bottom line, you do need it, 75, 80,000 pounds. Well, six 12-inch I-beams, and I believe they're 12 wide and 12 high, six of those should hold up about anything, because it was holding up a state highway. And yeah, and so hats off to the company that donated those. I don't think they wanted any public recognition. And hats off to the gentleman who made the need known, and hats off to our team We did have an injury. We had one of the boys pinch his hand, and it's not bad, but had to have stitches. And it wasn't in the loading, it was in the unloading. And so, when they got back down here. Anyway, we're excited about that bridge. You're talking about thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars to put that bridge in like this. And this is a blessing. It really is. And I was trying to figure out how we were going to put the, with steel, you're going to have a wooden attachment on the top of them. And then that you put your decking on, going to make a wooden bridge across them. Guess what? They already had like a 4x6, I say 4x6, 4 inches thick, 4x12, I guess it is, on those things. It was there. They're bolted. They left it for us. All we got to do is set those things and sheet it. It's really awesome. And we even got one of the end embutments. And it's wide enough that we can cut it and make both ends. So, I mean, it's just been good. It really has. All we had to do was trucks and fuel and a little bit of just a little bit. So, I'm glad that the God of heaven is moving. Even sometimes when you think that he's not, in the little things. And then this gift from Balsam Grove Community Center, that'll help us with that bridge or maybe some others. And so if we need some gravel up there, if we need some concrete, whatever, that's going to help. Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you. And all the way from Delray Beach, Florida. God bless Mark Robinson. Love that man. Hang tough, Mark. God and all of us love you. Thank you, Delray. I appreciate you sharing that. That's good. And Arkansas says, that'll make you yell, thank you, God. That's right. Absolutely will. And so, big blessing. We're excited about that. And I'll give you one more, and this is pretty neat. I don't know all the details yet, but we were given today a solar array. And somebody said, what kind of solar array? A big one. A big one. And I know the technical side. I know wattage and voltage and amperage, and I know those things. But as far as I've not looked a gift horse in the mouth, so I haven't looked to see exactly what we're getting. But I do know it's substantial. It's commercial. It'd take a commercial building to put it on. Yeah, I have seen them. I didn't take pictures of the labels or anything, but I did see them. And the neat part of it is it's photoelectric. So there's the electrical side of it, but there's also a hot water system that includes the water tanks, the water pumps, all that stuff. Yeah, two big solar arrays, big ones for hot water. Yeah, I know. There's no telling what it's worth. I need to find out what it's worth, but it's substantial. It really is. And so to God be the glory. And somebody said, preacher, you've been praying for that? Truthfully, no. But you know, the Lord knows what we have need of before we get there. He does. The Lord knows what we have need of before we ever need it. And I've seen him do that so many times. I've seen God just, I've seen God just intervene so many times. It's text like this one right here. A lady that we took the bridge material to just called. And she said, we would never know what that means to them and how God used us. She said she knows God's in control of everything, and she is just so thankful. Well, glory. That'll put a kick in your step. Thank you, Lord. And the truth of the matter is, folks, you all got a part of that. Of course you do. You got a part of that. Yeah. You all got a part of that. You do. You got a part of that. And so absolutely you do. You do. You do. You got a part of that. You've prayed and you've given. And it's just people minding God. I'm telling you. And yeah, and this was it's exciting. It's exciting to see the big hand of God. And I've got some more news that I'll tell you. I'm not quite ready to tell you, but I will tell you, okay, of some more things that the Lord has done. And I've got to be careful, because if I'm not careful, this whole thing sounds like a brag session. But I want to make sure you understand one thing. If there's any bragging done, make sure you understand I'm bragging on Him. Okay? Listen, if we spend 55 minutes a day bragging on the Lord Jesus, then hallelujah. I won't apologize or back up for that. It's Him. And I'm just telling you, I get up of a morning on a God hunt. I'm looking, I'm watching, I'm awaiting. I don't know what God's going to do today, but I know it's something. God's going to do something today, and I know He is. I just don't know what, where, and how. And sometimes at the end of the day, I'll think, well, you know, I don't really have anything major to tell. And then tomorrow I'll have five. And He did it yesterday. I just didn't find out about it. That's the way it works. That's the way it works. Yeah. Hallelujah. To God be the glory, you know. Someone said, I didn't understand the last thing you're so thankful for. But thank you, Jesus. Said, you're hoping me. Well, a solar array makes electricity off of sunlight. Yeah, makes electricity out of sunlight. So, yeah, pretty neat. I've already had people asking me, what would it power? And I don't know yet. I don't know. I will see. I don't know if it'll power. Don't know what it'll power. I know it'll power the FM. Now that I know. And that you know, we've got a gimpy generator up there, so that we just have acquired that site, and that generator's as old as Methuselah. But yeah. Let me give you right quick. I'm running out of time. I'm a midterm tonight. I got to give. I know the kids want me to be late, but I got to go. I wanted to mention that Dr. Ben Carper, he is in the hospital. He has been very sick. A surgeon just left. They were going to do surgery last night, and they decided to wait. They said that not sure. He had double hernia surgery years back. And anyway, there's some type of intestinal blockage. Okay. This is what they're... I don't know all the details, but the last thing I heard was that Brother Ben Carper's in the hospital, and he's got a serious situation. Okay, and so yeah, okay, thank you so much. We want to say again, thank God for His mercy, and thank God for His grace, and appreciate the intervening hand of God. Amen. Amen. We do. We appreciate that. Marty, thank you. Appreciate that. God bless you. Appreciate the words. Patricia and Ruby and Joel has joined us. Thank you. And yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. They're going to give him 24 hours before deciding to do surgery. Okay, that's okay. All right, thank you. I heard Daggy is in the hospital, has been in the hospital. Bad sick with COVID. Is that right? Yeah. And so remember that. I talked to a nurse. The COVID ward's about half the size it was. About half. So it's not as bad. The numbers are coming down. Thank the Lord. Aren't you glad they're coming down? And let me mention this. Traffic is moving. It's still backed up, but it's moving. It's faster than it was. So now they're up to a fast roll. And it's from Fletcher to the parkway, westbound I-26 is where you're going to have issues. Pack a pound of patience. It's going to take a while to get through there, okay? But it's better than it was an hour ago. Trust me when I tell you that. Way better than it was an hour ago. We've enjoyed it. It went by quick. Goodness, it does that up to me every day. And I got a whole list of things I'm wanting to talk about. And I'll just have to roll them over to tomorrow. All right? Okay. All right. And, yeah, I did. I heard about a 18-year-old bringing a knife and allegedly a loaded gun to school today. Yeah. And Bavard High. That's sad. It's going to ruin that young'un's life if found guilty of that. And pray for God's protection over our schools and over our students and over a student that's so distraught feels like they had to do that. Yeah, let's remember them. Also want you to pray tomorrow night, Field of Faith, Rosman High School Football Stadium. Yeah, the Christian Fellowship of Athletes tomorrow night, sponsoring the Field of Faith, and I'm understanding a free barbecue supper. Yep, that's what I'm hearing. So tomorrow night in the Rosman Stadium, okay? All right. Thank you so much for being on board, and thank the Lord again for His mercy and for His grace. I know about the fields if I just mentioned it, so I think that's it. And pray for a grandson that has just been taken to Mission Hospital with a possible emergency back surgery. Please pray about that, will you? Thank you. Thank you so much. Let's seek the Lord together. Father, thank you for your divine intervention. Lord, you're so good to us. Lord, what we thought was going to be a terrible day has turned out to be a good day. Lord, what we thought we were in our heart were afraid, and Lord, you've turned it around. Lord, we bless you for how you have continued to intervene. And Lord, you overrule in the affairs of men. And Father, I'm glad that even though we may suffer setbacks, I'm glad that the good hand of God will always and ultimately have its say in the affairs of the human race. And so, Lord, be pleased to help us. Be pleased, Lord, to allow us to trust you more today than we did yesterday, and more tomorrow than we did today. Teach us, Lord, to walk by faith and not by sight. Lord, we'll give you the glory. Save the soul that's nearest. Tell, touch these that are sick, these that are bereaved, these that soon will be. Ask your intervention, I pray, for Lieutenant Governor Mark Robinson. Please touch him, bless him, give him a backbone like a saw log, and help him, God, to stand firm. We plead the blood and pray in Christ's name. Amen and amen. Thank you so much for being on board. I'm Pastor Randy Barton. Till we meet again, whether on the air or in the air, may God richly bless you, is our prayer.